Saturday night, March 19th, and Monitor is with it. Brad Crandall, your host.
This week's news carried an item about a new theater in St. Louis. Its name is the Loretto Hilton. Trouble is, the box office phone keeps ringing, but nobody wants tickets. Everybody's calling for rooms. Oh, well, George Martin's orchestra now has the appropriate postscript. Don't bother me.
Cruising an interesting and informative weekend world with Monitor for 66. I'm Brad Crandall. One of the world's most beautiful women, Gila Gulam, broke into movies as a 16-year-old ugly duckling. She'll fill us in on the details right after Joe Harnell's band takes 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play Take 5.
Thank you.
Among the crop of new movie stars is a young lady named Gila Golan. In her first film, Ship of Fools, she played the part of an awkward, homely 16-year-old. In Our Man Flint, she played herself. Glamorous, gorgeous Gila. It wasn't always so, however, and she retells the fascinating story of her background, her discovery, and her ultimate success in Hollywood as she talks with Monitor reporter Betty Grobley.
Gila Golan has the female lead in a film called Our Man Flint, opposite James Coburn. But she's called a girl of mystery, and I'd like to find out why.
Well, because of my mysterious past, I guess.
Well, now, what is it?
Well, because I was found in a street in Poland, and because there are no papers that can prove from where I am, what city, what country, who are my parents. There are no papers to say birth certificates. There are none of that kind.
Well, how did you then make the transition from being an orphan to starring in a film, for heaven's sake?
Well, I think Beauty Contest has been responsible for that.
You were Miss Israel?
Yes, and then I went to London and I was first runner-up to the Miss World. Because of that, I was sent to United States to model fashions. And many movie companies were very interested in me. But I didn't speak any English. You know, one day I was interviewed on radio and the radio commentator said, I would love to come and visit your country. And I said, sure, come up and look me over. Not realizing that I should say, look me up. About 2 years ago, I went to Columbia Studio and there was made a test of me. It's only headshots, no voice and no figure. And all the people that in Hollywood that saw me, they said, well, that's very nice. She has fine face, but is she too fat? Or can she speak? And for half a year, nothing happened. Then I got a letter from the casting director, and he asked me to send him a voice test. And I did it myself. You know, I went to tape recorder, and I taped my voice, and I was so excited, and my voice went so high. Such a squeaky voice. And then a week later, I got a long-distance call to come to Hollywood. And it becomes very difficult because all of them mean it. They really lost family.
Oh.
And here I am trying to tell them that I have no proof, that even if they prove it, I would know ever. I will never be sure that it's almost meaningless.
What about regular fan mail?
Are you getting
a lot of that?
Yes,
are you reading any of it? Or the studio takes it?
I love to read them.
Do you?
I think people are just so wonderful to write those letters. Half of the people were trying to advise me what birth date to choose. You know, since I don't have a birthday, they write to me, why don't you choose September because it's a lovely month and maybe, you know, they're so kind, so nice. And you know what I do? When people ask me, when is your birthday? I'm saying to them, do you have a gift for me? And they say, yes. And I say, well, today.
Oh, you're learning so fast.
Well, when I was a child, I never had a birthday, and I was always one of 80 children. So really nobody thought of giving me a gift. People probably cared enough to help me along my life, but never. They didn't have time for one individual and to find a time of birth and all that.
Well, you can see this gift that we've been talking to. Her name is Gila Golan. She is truly the girl of mystery, and you can see her in Our Man Flint. And this is your girl, Betty Grobley, in Washington for Monitor.
Well, she may not have a birthday, but it really doesn't matter. Number one, she doesn't need one. Number two, she's fun at parties, no matter whose birthday it is. And number three, Eddie Arnold's latest number sums up our feelings about Gila. It's called I Want to Go With You.
I want to go. Then you'd know before you ask.
What else can I say? I wanna go with you.
Have good audio perception. Are you sure of your hearing skill? Would you like to test it? All right. We have a new quiz game for you that's similar to the recent national tests that have been given on TV, but of course, with us. It's all audio, no video, so listen carefully. You're about to hear three musical instruments. After you've heard them, we'll ask you a question about what you've heard. Ready? Monitor this. Kind of a shame to stop that, isn't it? But we have to get to the next instrument, which sounds like this. Now then, here comes the third musical instrument. Well, you've heard the instruments. Now, let me ask you the question. Which of those three instruments is a reed instrument? The answer's coming up next, so stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Remember the musical hit with the catchy title, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying? Well, Uncle Sam has a time-tested plan on how to succeed in saving without really trying. It's the Payroll Savings Plan for United States Savings Bonds, specially designed for those of us who tell ourselves we just can't save anything after payday. Here's how the plan works. You ask your employer to set aside a small amount of your pay toward a Series E bond. Before you know it, you've got your first bond, then your second, and third, and lots more. They come to you regularly as clockwork. That's the beauty of it. Meanwhile, your bonds are busy earning an extra dollar at maturity for every three you invest. And while your savings bonds are working for you, they're helping to keep America strong and free. So to find out how to succeed in saving without really trying, join the Payroll Savings Plan, the easy automatic way to buy United States savings bonds. WNBC, AM at FM, New York.
Red Crandall and Monitor back again. And if you're still deciding on an answer to our brief quiz of just 1 minute ago, or if you just joined us, we'll repeat the sounds and the question right now. Again, you'll hear three instruments. Listen very carefully and decide which of the three is a reed instrument. Once more, monitor this. What's your guess? Only one is a reed instrument. The answer? The first one you heard. That was a clarinet. Second was a flute. The third was a trumpet, neither one of which uses a reed, of course. Well, what was your score? Actually, it's not terribly important as long as you just enjoyed playing the game. Oh, by the way, Sunday Monitor is something you're sure to enjoy. Host Barry Nelson will have plenty of enjoyable listening for you, whether you're spending a quiet Sunday at home or out for a Sunday drive. On the guest list, movie queen Lana Turner, with some wise and unusual observations on life and her career. There'll be the usual king-size portion of news, music, comedy, sports, with all the regulars like Chet Huntley, Al Capp, Nichols and May, Jonathan Winters, Arlene Francis, and many more. So remember, brighten your Sunday with Monitor and hosts Barry Nelson.
Come on, baby, let's tell all the people we found a way to handle. get together and just start a rumor that everyone will think is new. Love is mine, love is yours, love is mine, love is free, love is true, love is me, love is you. Come on, baby, let's tell all the people that love is such a wonderful thing. Let's get together and just start a notion that everybody else can sing. Love is home, love is fine, love is yours, love is mine, love is free, love is true, love is me, love is you. Come on, baby, let's tell all the people that love will never pass you by. Let's get together and just start a habit that everybody else can try. Love is fun, love is fine, love is yours, love is mine, love is free, love is true, love is me, love is you. That love is still the greatest gem. Let's get together and just start a gimmick that nobody else can forget. Love is fun, love is fine, love is yours, love is mine, love is free, love is true, love is me, love is you. Love is fun, love is fine, love is yours, love is mine, love is free.
Connie Francis, of course, and Love Is Me, Love Is You. And love and laughter kind of go together. So, next, Monitor Comedy Time. With Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Now, while it's true that beauty may only be skin deep, that's deep enough for most people. Take the following couple, played by Nichols and May. She wants to be reassured of her beauty, and as we join them, her husband's doing all he can to do just that.
What is it, dear?
Me.
What do you mean, you?
I wish I were pretty.
Pretty? Darling, you're beautiful.
I don't mean beautiful. I know I'm beautiful, and I'm a very good person, but I mean, I wish I were pretty.
But, honey, you are.
I mean, movie star pretty, not so beautiful, you know.
You're beautiful. You have a wonderful face, and you have a smile that really means something.
I know. But, I mean, I'd like to have perfect features. I wish my nose were a little
tiny. Well, you're crazy, because
the
great beauties do not have perfect features. Look at Greta Garbo.
Well, you can't really compare me to Greta Garbo.
No, but I'm just saying.
She has hollows in her cheek. Well, I have a fat face.
You do not have a fat face.
I do. I have horse teeth.
Immense
teeth.
You have a beautiful smile. Everybody always comments on your smile, darling.
Well, that's because I'm so likable. But my smile in itself, in the abstract, is ugly.
And you have beautiful eyes.
Overbite. I have an overbite.
Honey.
I have pouches under
Ingrid
my eyes.
Ingrid Bergman has an overbite. That's very sexy.
Yes, but Ingrid Bergman has cheekbones. She doesn't have pouches under her eyes. And she's got a beautiful face.
Darling, now you know you're beautiful. People always say how beautiful you are. Do you know, only last night, I forget even who all was there at the party, and when you went to the ladies' room, one of the girls said, "Do you know, she's beautiful.
Dear?
She's just beautiful."
That's because when I talk, my spirit pervades.
No.
The beauty that is me comes over
and
spellbinds.
No, you were in a very grumpy mood last night.
Even then, I have a great deal of inner beauty. It comes out and conceals the fact that I'm a mess.
You do have inner beauty. No, you're not a mess.
I am a mess. Gee, I wish you wouldn't argue with me.
Well, I don't know what to say to you.
I'm not an attractive person.
Well, then, can I say something? If you really feel that, you know, I love you the way you are. Exactly the way you are.
No.
But if it really bothers you, if you really feel that, there are things you can do, you know. Like Susie did it, for instance. If your face is too fat, you can have some back teeth out. And it gives you cheekbones, you know, because your cheeks sink in.
Then you think it's too fat.
And then there's a very simple operation.
Wait just a moment. Then you think I should do that? Is it too fat?
Darling, I'm not talking about me. I'm saying what you
Well,
saying
I mean, you wouldn't suggest it if you didn't think it was too fat. How fat is it, is what I want to know.
I don't think it's fat at all.
Do people ever come up to you and say your wife has a fat face?
No one had. Well, of course.
I won't wonder. I won't be insulted because I'm telling you I have a fat face. You know, when I was a kid, they used to call me fat face. But I'm just curious if it's a thing at parties.
Well, I don't. Now, you're being ridiculous. Nobody would ever call you fat face, ever.
Then why do you suggest I have my teeth out?
I didn't say to have your teeth out.
I'm just asking.
I'm telling you that if you have an emotional problem about a certain roundness in your face, there...
It is round. Oh, you're not going to tell me I don't have a round face. Honey, look, I'm a grown person. I have a round face now, don't I?
Yes.
I told you, I am fat faced.
I didn't say that. You have a round face. Jane Wyman has a round face.
Yeah.
Jane Withers has a round face. There are many famous round faces.
Okay.
Khrushchev. I don't think that it has anything to do with fatness. I just said that if you feel self-conscious about it, there are things that can be done.
Well, probably should have the teeth out. Because I've noticed of late that I'm a cross between Jane Withers and Khrushchev.
Well, I can understand her feelings. How would you like to look like a former Russian premier, dress like a plumber, and go from kitchen to kitchen giving cleanser demonstrations, removing stains from sinks? Nichols and May, always different and always funny, throughout the weekend on Monitor Comedy Time. Kemper's orchestra providing Bye Bye Blues in the background. I find we've come full circle for this Saturday evening, March the 19th, 1966. We enjoyed the cruise. We trust you had a pleasant and informative evening. Oh, by the way, if you're listening in the Boise, Idaho or Treasure Valley area, you're hearing us through station KIDO. All NBC stations will continue to inform and entertain you, so stay tuned. Brad Crandall here. Thank you and good night, my friend. This is Monitor, over 10 years of service to the NBC radio audience.